Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
It's been a challenging week, to say the least, for many, and continues to be. Still, nearly 100,000 homes without power in the region. That said, we'll also have the Pittsburgh Marathon this weekend, where tens of thousands of people will be coming to our city. We'll talk to Troy Schooley, the CEO of P3R, in just a moment. First, I want to go live to Pittsburgh Mayor Ed Gainey. Mayor, good morning. Appreciate the time. Wanted to check in with you on cleanup efforts in the city, where we stand this morning.
Yeah, good morning, Larry. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it. Just a quick update for everybody. Again, we're working around the clock. I'm very proud of our city departments for working hand in glove with Duquesne Light to get everything back to normal. I mean, this was an unprecedented storm, Larry. One I've never seen in my lifetime. Right now, we started at 140,000 Pittsburgh Duquesne Light customers without service. We're down to 47,000 right now without service, and that's still too many. So we're working diligently to make sure that we get everybody's power back on. We're working hand in glove with Duquesne Light. But we've also done some things to try to speed up the time, like we've embedded our firefighters into five Department of Public Works crews to confirm power lines are deactivated so we can go ahead and get those trees up. So we're working diligently with them to do that. We also added to our rec hours and our senior hours so that people with oxygen tank or people that need to charge their phones have the ability to do that. We'll keep them open so that people will have that opportunity to do it. In our EMS, we've added additional crews, for oxygen delivery to people who have oxygen in their homes. So we're doing those things, and we also made sure with our debris, DPW will be keeping their four drop-off locations open longer so people that's cleaning up their property can be able to take their debris over there with no charge. So we're doing what we got to do to get everything back up, and I'm just, thankful for the people of the city just to have patience with us and, check on your neighbors because that's critical, especially if you have some seniors or people that may be in need that please check on them, make sure they're okay. And we're working diligently to get everything back to normal.
Now, Mayor Gainey, on the day after the storm at the news conference, Duquesne Light forecast 5 to 7 days for full restoration. And since the vast majority of the outages for Duquesne Light are in Pittsburgh, it's down to 42,000 at the moment. People are seeing on the restoration map now, Mayor, they're seeing that they may be waiting until the 6th. There's a lot of 5-6s on the restoration map now, and I'm wondering if you've heard anything from Duquesne Light about that or if you have any other information we can pass along to our listeners.
Yeah, we'll be talking about that this morning. On my way in, when I get into the office today, we'll have we've been meeting three times a day just to be keeping up in real time on what's going on. That is something that is on my agenda to talk to them about today to see what's going on. I'll have more information after I have that conversation.
And where will your press conference be this morning, Mayor?
Probably in the same location. I have to look and see. I've really just been following this storm. I'm just glad we didn't get hit hard last night, but I'll probably be in the same place as before.
Appreciate your time and the update. Thank you, Mayor.
Hey, appreciate it. And just want to tell everybody again, stay away from the power lines. If you see any down wires, please stay away from them. I know the kids are going to school. I'm going to keep reiterating this because I think it's extremely important for our children not to touch them. If you see the barricades up, don't go around them. Just stay away from them. And when you come to an intersection, you know, please stop. You know, act like it's a stop sign situation. And let's just make sure that we stay safe. If we protect each other, we'll get through this quite well.
Pittsburgh Mayor Ed Gainey, appreciate it, Mayor. Thank you. All right, and that said, we still have a big show and a world attraction going on this weekend. The Pittsburgh Marathon, and Troy Schooley is the CEO of P3R. I wanted to check back with you, Troy. Let's talk about any concerns about what happened on Tuesday and cleanup with what you're doing this weekend.
Yeah, good morning, Larry. Thanks for having me. No, you know, honestly, the marathon course was saved. It looks good. As Mayor Gainey just said, we've obviously had crews from P3R out there, you know, picking up the debris, making sure that the runners are safe. But, fortunately, the marathon course is good to go.
All right. What would you like people to know about this weekend? You're going to have, you could have up to 200,000 spectators, and you believe you have a record number of participants. So congrats.
Yeah, it's a big weekend, Larry. We have over 46,000 people registered for the weekend of events. It all really kicks off today with the Health and Fitness Expo. Movers will come down and pick up their bibs for the weekend. That opens at the Convention Center this morning at 11 a.m. There's going to be tons of activation, tons of sponsor giveaways at the Expo this morning. And then tomorrow, we kick it off with our 5K, which is a record. Close to 6,000 people will be participating in the 5K. Move along to the largest kids running event in the country tomorrow. Close to 10,000 kids and 8,000 parents from 330 schools will be participating tomorrow. And then moving to Sunday being the big day, over 23,000 people will hit the streets and really, you know, that set out for the goal that they started probably months ago. They've put a lot of time and effort into getting to that finish line. So we're excited to welcome them. Larry, we have all 50 states covered. We have 24 countries. So we're going to roll out the red carpet this weekend to everybody from around the world.
And Troy, that leads me to the question I wanted to ask you is, out of this people running the marathon, how many of them are people from another place? And then how many people do they bring with them? How many visitors are we getting totally from outside of the city?
Yeah, it's usually 2 or 3X. So we're expecting probably close to 100,000 people from around the country and around the world to be coming in. As you mentioned earlier, Larry, spectators are going to be lining the course. So usually when you take on the task of running a half marathon or a marathon, you're going to bring family, friends, supporters. And those are the people that are going to be lining the course. All the hotel rooms downtown in the surrounding areas are sold out, and we've been greeting people throughout the last couple of days into town. So it's really a showcase of our region, our city. They get to run through 14 neighborhoods. So there's no better way to take a tour of our city than doing the marathon this weekend.
Troy, we appreciate the time. We know you're very busy. Good luck and congratulations.
Thanks, Larry.
Troy Schooley, CEO of P3R. To his point, this is, and some people overlook it, Paul, one of the biggest attractions of the year for the city in Allegheny County, for
and
that
it,
matter.
It's so successful, and it happens, you know, with such regularity. I mean, it's always been a part of what we do, and you're right, it kind of blends in when it should really stand out.
Exactly. And in the face of what people have dealt with this week, they may need a little diversion from reality and just enjoy the weekend.
100,000 visitors to Pittsburgh, not residents, visitors to Pittsburgh. That is a significant number.
We're on to Myra Rush.
Yes.
Fresh out of the newsroom.
I am.
I think you just come in here to escape a little bit.
I do.
Yeah.
Don't tell anyone.
Big weekend. But what's trending?
What's trending is Chipotle. Do you enjoy Chipotle? Do you eat Chipotle? Have you ever eaten Chipotle?
Chipotle was probably a month ago. Yeah, I enjoyed it.
I enjoy it. So they have some deals. It's Cinco de Mayo coming up. In addition to all of that, from May 1st through May 5th, customers can get Chipotle delivered with a delivery fee of $0. So if you're listening and you want to get you some Chipotles during Cinco de Mayo, you can.
Do you like Cinco de Mayo food? Do you like Mexican food?
I am not
Tacos?
No, but my daughter is. She's a she likes the authentic Mexican food. So,
well, imagine
there's a difference.
When you and I were growing up, you're younger than me, but there were hardly any Mexican restaurants around.
No, the only thing I can remember was Taco Bell.
Taco Bell,
and I don't.
Now there's one on every corner.
I know exactly.
I mean, a Mexican restaurant.
Correct. So we transitioned to. There are people out here saying, they have a message, I should say, for Trump supporters. No more Cinco de Mayo for you. Take a listen.
In light of today's festivities and given the current political climate, I have a message that I would like to deliver to the Donald Trump fans that support him building a wall between the United States and Mexico. I better not see not a near one of y'all eating a taco, a burrito, a fajita, no enchiladas, no salsa, no avocado, no guacamole. I better not see you in any Mexican-based restaurant, not a Chili's, not a Chevy's, not a Chipotle. You know you love your Chipotle. I better not even see you inside of a Taco Bell. You better find another day to drink that margarita and wear that sombrero because you gave up all right to those things the moment you decided to support some crazy person like Donald Trump.
Who is this?
She's a TikToker. She's a famous TikToker. She's out here and, you know, that's what's trending.
Influencer.
It's an influencer, TikToker, same. I'm old, Larry. I don't know. It's all the same. People who want to be important, they go on social media. They say, hey, this is what I'm going to do. So I just thought it was funny. It's Cinco de Mayo coming up. People are all excited about it. There are many people who participate in the festivities of Cinco de Mayo. Moving forward. McDonald's customers are ordering a secret menu for a new drink. It's all over TikTok, Larry. It's all over TikTok.
What are they doing for Cinco de Mayo?
They have a new flavor for drink. It's a secret. They say it's a secret, but take a listen.
Have y'all seen this, folks? Well, it looks like a McDonald's Sprite. It sounds like a McDonald's Sprite. But yo, if you add 3 pumps of vanilla syrup, this turns into a cotton candy Sprite. Oh, man.
See that?
This is the new hack for 2025.
New hack for 2025.
Oh, my God. I'm telling you, the way they rework in Sprite, it's amazing. And we are here to enjoy it. It's still a McDonald's Sprite.
Cotton candy Sprite.
Cotton candy Sprite.
What will they think of next?
I mean, this is what happens on social media. You want to talk about trending? All of these things, like you will learn something new every day. That's why it's not hard for me to get content to talk about, because everyone who has social media has a social media presence. Everyone wants to be important, and everyone has something to say. So that's the new thing. I'm gonna go out. I'm gonna try it. You have to go inside the store. Of course, you can't order it online or have Uber Eats or whoever do this. You have to go inside the store to order.
Can we talk about Bill Belichick again?
Yeah. Larry, why don't you try it?
That thing blew up. You mean, I like McDonald's.
I love McDonald's as well.
Cool.
Carrie, who used to come in here and deliver us when I was producing for Marty, Carrie from McDonald's, she would come in and she would deliver all different, the flavor. I still have the secret sauce. They delivered in a box with a key and all of this. So,
was this when John Cigna was on the air?
No.
Remember when John used to have, he'd have food every day.
Yeah, you know that's
God
right.
Bless God bless him, man. And then finally, the then management goes, all right, that's enough
John, of that.
With the restaurants every day. And he said, all right. So then he got the schools to bring in the lunches.
The school lunches.
You remember that?
I heard about that, but it wasn't when I was producing. But I heard. But Cigna was Cigna, man.
Were you producing when Marty had Pizza Fridays?
I was producing.
I was
the only Marty Griffin producer, like, for years. For, like, what, 14 years? 14?
God bless you.
15 years.
Trending with TT. You have a great weekend.
You as well.
It's the Big K Morning Show, Larry Richard, and heading into this Pittsburgh Marathon weekend. Still a lot of people dealing with no power, and we'll keep you posted on the latest from the utility companies throughout the day. And next hour, we're going to check in with our own Marty Griffin. He's got a plan to help recognize and appreciate first responders. Meanwhile, we welcome a gentleman who's got quite a resume. Harvard Business School graduate, successful entrepreneur. John Wilson is with us. John, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. Good to be here.
It's been a challenging week here in Pittsburgh. Where are you this morning, John?
I'm in Cape Cod, Massachusetts.
And dialing back a few years ago, I think a lot of people remember, well, they called it Varsity Blues, right, where there was a scandal with some really high-profile people caught up in paying for their kids to get into schools and ended up with people going to jail.
Yes, absolutely. At its core...
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The Varsity Blues scandal, which was the code name the government came up with, had about three dozen parents who were wealthy and they were abusing their privilege. They confessed in the end to cheating on tests for their children, to bribing coaches and college officials, and to creating false profiles, athletic profiles, for the kids who didn't even play the sport. And that was outrageous. We didn't do any of those things. Our children were all highly qualified. My daughters, they were twins, had a perfect score on their ACT and a near-perfect 99% score. My son had a 93% score and was a nationally competitive water polo player who joined the USC team. His high school coach recommended him, and he was actually invited to the U.S. Olympic team twice, and he had a world record when he was younger in swimming. And so we didn't do any of those things. All of our money went to the school, by the way. USC gave us a receipt for our donations, and they kept our money to this day. And so we got caught up in this thing for a whole different set of reasons, but we didn't commit any of those bad acts.
And that's what your story is all about, clearing your name. Varsity Blues, the scandal within a scandal by John Wilson. So dial us back, John. What happened and how in the world did you get sucked into this?
It was just crazy. The first time I even learned of it, I was arriving at Houston Airport for a business meeting. Two FBI agents arrest me at the airport. They handcuff me, put me against the wall, and say I'm under arrest for honest services fraud. I was shocked. I'd never been arrested in my life or charged with a crime in my life. When I asked them, what does that mean? I was even more surprised. They said, we don't know. We've never heard of this charge before. That's how outrageous it was. They then proceeded to take me to a prison, not a jail. They took me to a federal prison with 850 inmates in Texas. They handed me off to the prison guards. They stripped me down, hosed me down like an animal in this common shower, give me a jumpsuit, and before they put me in my cell block, which had several dozen inmates in my cell block, they said, watch your back in there because you're the only old white guy here. They're all going to assume you're a pedophile, and someone may try to stab you with a shiv.
What?
I was in horror. For the next 2 days, I was petrified someone would stab me before I even knew why I was arrested.
And this is all because of this scandal, but why you? How did they arrest you? What was the link?
Yeah, the only link here we could uncover over time was my geography. Singer, the ringmaster at this center at this scandal, who was a confessed con man, had 3,000 clients. Only 1% of them were charged with a crime. 99% were what they called wholesome accounts, like we were. But of his 3,000 clients, only one lived in Massachusetts, and I was that one. The Boston prosecutors who uncovered this case from a random tip from somebody in Connecticut knew there would be celebrities involved and high-profile and high-visibility kind of cameras is how they can make their careers. They had no basis to bring all the celebrities from California to Boston unless they had at least one person in this case living in Massachusetts. So they had to charge me, even though they had overwhelming evidence of my innocence, to help make the case and to bring all these trials that could boost their career to Boston. So I was the geographic pawn in their big game.
And to be clear, you hired this college consultant, many people do, Rick Singer, legally to help go through the process of, navigating the world of getting into school, especially with high-profile athletes.
Yes, Singer came highly recommended by Goldman Sachs. Our advisor we had known for a decade recommended him, said he'd worked with many Goldman Sachs clients, that he had lots of high-profile clients like Steve Jobs and Joe Montana, and with 3,000 clients and a Goldman Sachs endorsement, we trusted him. And he did legitimate work for 10 years. Singer had a consulting service. He had a tutoring service. And he was doing real work for us. And he had real charity work, too. I drove my son multiple times to the inner city in Sacramento when we were living in California to help tutor inner city kids. So he had legitimate services. Again, 99% of his accounts were wholesome accounts that were never charged like we were. But we got dragged into this because of the geography.
And that said, Netflix aired a documentary. You say they got it all wrong, and in part is the reason that you wanted to set the record straight for your family.
Yes, because even though we got all the core charges overturned in my appeals, where do we go now to get our reputations back? You know, it's been devastating for my children. And Netflix was the most egregious offender. They, before my trial even happened, poisoned the jury pool with a documentary that included about 10 families who confessed to crimes and me, who fought these crimes and was pleading not guilty. And we gave them all of our evidence and a warning before their movie came out. My lawyers sent a 550-page letter filled with all of our facts that proved we were innocent. And I even took polygraph tests with the head of the FBI and the head of the CIA polygraph divisions, and I passed them all with flying colors. So Netflix had all this information, and they ignored it and used my family and smeared me to help make their sensational documentary, and it poisoned the jury pool before my trial even happened.
So what was the status of that process? I mean, did you go to jail again?
No. So we got everything overturned, and so we never had to go to serve any prison time, but it's been a painful seven-year journey. It cost me my entire life savings, and now we're fighting to clear my children's reputations. We're fighting Netflix and USC in court, and we won the first big battle against Netflix. Netflix had a motion to dismiss, which is where they win 95% of these cases. We won. The judge said, no, there was basis, a reasonable basis that you were defamed by Netflix and your son. So now we're going to trial. It's been a year and a half since that, or about a year since then, since we originally filed. And we're getting discovery, and we're going to go to trial here in Massachusetts against Netflix for defamation. And we're also suing USC for defrauding us in California, because we met with the school. We didn't just make a donation blindly and trusted Singer. We met with the school. We met with the head coach, with my wife and my son. He verified my son's credentials. We met with then a separate development person within USC. They told us making a donation could help our son's odds of getting in, and we made a donation. So we did all the things according to the school policies. At my trial, we were shocked when USC claimed in my trial under oath that they never gave a donor a preference in admissions for athletics or other things, and that such donations were bribes, and that was against the law. I said, what? I didn't know USC would give out receipts for bribes.
Well, so real
gave
quick,
the receipt.
What happened to this Rick Singer college consultant guy?
Very little. He got sentenced, I think, 15 months or so, or he served 15 months in prison, and he's out now.
Varsity Blues, The Scandal Within the Scandal by John Wilson. John, appreciate you sharing. Good luck.
Well, thank you. And again, all the proceeds from the book go to charity, not to us. It's about getting the truth out there. I think your readers will be shocked if they see about the 40 things that the government did that were outrageous against us.
Appreciate the time, John. Thank you.
Just under 100,000 customers still without power this morning, and the question many are asking, how much longer without electricity, huh?
Well, and we've checked in Pittsburgh Mayor Ed Gainey just this past hour, and he is going to ask that question first and foremost today, and they'll have a press conference to give us an update. But a lot of people naturally frustrated, because in many cases, it's never taken this long to get power restored.
Yeah, well, we'll be there at that news conference. And also, Larry, the Duquesne Light website is showing a lot of people would be getting their power back on 5-6, which is the seventh day of that 5 to 7 days they said it might take to get the job done.
And that said, I heard they brought in 400 crews from outside in to help work through the details and just get everybody restored to power.
Whatever answers we hear, we'll pass along. Giant Eagle, Coons Market Stores, offering customers 15% discounts on almost all groceries on one day. That's Sunday.
Now, I've seen some of the social media posts, and they say, hey, you know, why don't they give us more? Why don't they? Believe me, the profit margin in grocery store business is 1% to 2%.
Razor thin.
And if they give you 15%, and you've had to replace, my family included, everything in the refrigerator had to go. it's significant.
You know, and absolutely, and I expect response to be strong. Larry, the Giant Eagle in my neighborhood on Sunday mornings at 7 when it opens, it's quiet. I mean, that's a good time for me to go. I would expect it to be very busy at the open of business on Sunday.
Well, yeah, that said, I would go early, and we appreciate Bill Artman, the CEO and president of Giant Eagle, leading the way, and Coons jumping in, too. That's powerful.
And we're learning more now about that 20-year-old man who fell from the Clemente Wall at PNC Park. They've identified him and given us some info.
It's Kavan, K-A-V-A-N, Marwood, who is a graduate of South Allegheny and apparently was quite a athlete, a football player.
The word they used to describe him was standout. He was the team MVP in his senior year at South Allegheny High.
And he is still in critical condition, so thoughts and prayers with him and his family. It's just a tragedy and a really rare occurrence. I don't know that there's ever been a situation like that at PNC Park in their history.
No, the only thing that's happened that's like it was some years back, a man fell to his death at what was then Heinz Field, but that was an escalator that he fell off of.
That's right. I remember that. This is also Kentucky Derby weekend, the 151st running of the Kentucky Derby at Churchill Downs.
It's that time when people can show up dressed in all kinds of attire, and the women who are into fashion get to wear some very interesting hats.
However, two cautions this year. First has something to do with the weather.
It could be muddy on the track at the Kentucky Derby Saturday, but WLKY's Alexis Matthews says they're getting ready for bad weather and more.
Louisville police will also be busy prioritizing traffic control and crime prevention. Pickpocketing is common with thousands of people at Churchill Downs, and officials offer tips to not fall victim.
If you got a purse, it's got a zipper, a latch, keep that zipper up towards the front of your body and not the back, where you're a little bit more vulnerable.
Really surprised. The last thing I would have thought about is getting pickpocketed at the Kentucky Derby. Though I've never been, there are obviously tens of thousands of people who do go.
Well, I have just entered the question, how many people attend Kentucky Derby? And let's see here, Courier Journal, that's the Louisville paper. Let's see here. Of course, first we have to get rid of their pop-up ad. The highest attendance that they've had was 157,813 back in 2018. That's the top. So about 150,000 is what they can get in there. And when you think about 150,000 at one racetrack, right?
You're crowded in.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, the favorites are Journalism, a 3-to-1 odd maker, and Sovereignty at 5-to-1, Sandman at 6-to-1. However, the last four Run of the Roses champions had odds of 10-to-1 or greater.
And if it is a muddy track, throw out all that favorite stuff and look for the horse that runs best in muddy conditions.
Yeah, I'd like, it's the fastest 2 minutes in sports. That's how they bill it, right?
With the longest possible buildup, excluding the Super Bowl.
No kidding.
I mean, if you turn the TV on ahead of, like, 2 hours ahead of the Derby, which now runs at 7, right, basically?
Yes.
Right before 7 o'clock. So if you turn it on,
6:57 is called a post.
It's just this never-ending buildup, and they start way before that. And that's my favorite part, by the way, when they have the guy in the red coat and the funny cap comes out and blows the horn.
Is it a fake bugle? I can't remember.